Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Lami ngibonge uJonga Kandemiri obesethulela indaba ngolimi lesishona. Lingali tshona njani izolukandaba olamukela ngenjabulo emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesibili mhlazi u-11 kuNhlangula 2024 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
okuzobenza ukuthi batshintshe indlela abadlelana layo ngeZimbabwe ukuthi iZimbabwe nangokwayo iyekele ukudla ngodlwangu, iyekele ukukhahlameza abantu baseZimbabwe, abantu makhaza.
Sokulommeli omutsha wele Melika eZimbabwe ngesikhathi ele Melika lilandula okwethulwe ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa othi ele Melika kalisanakekeli ilizwe lakhe.
Noma kuyikuthi bebengaboni ngaso linye kuyo yonke into, kodwa bebesenelisa ukuthi basebenze bebonke, sicabanga ukuthi ilahlekelwe iMalawi, silahlekelwe lathi siyisadiki nje lomhlaba wonke.
Uhulumende wakwele Malawi uthi usedlulile kulumhlaba umsekeli kamongameli welizwe obhubhe engozini yendizamtshina. Iqembu leZimbabwe elama Warriors lingqikilana lele Bafana Bafana emdlalweni weWorld Cup qualifiers kwele South Africa sikhuluma nje. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Umeli wele Melika omutsha eZimbabwe unkosikazi Pamela Tremont ukhangelelwe ukuqala umsebenzi eHarare kunsukwana ezilandelayo ngemva kokufungiswa kwakhe iziphathamandla zogatsha lweState Department eWashington DC izolo. Uhulumende wele Melika wesele minyaka emithathu engelameli opheleleyo eZimbabwe ngenxa yokuphuza kwamalunga edalele Congress ukwamukela ukukhetha kuka Tremont ngumongameli Joe Biden. U-ambassador Tremont uqala umsebenzi ngesikhathi ubudlelwano phakathi kwele Melika leZimbabwe buqhubeka bungahambi kuhle. UBiden wethese umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa labanye bakhe izijeziso zenotho ezintsha kunyanga esanda kwedlula, ngoba isithi baqhubeka besephula amalungelo oluntu njalo bentshontsha inotho yelizwe. UNtungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 uxoxe lohlaziya ezombusazwe njalo eyingcwethi kwezokwethulwa kwembiko omnumzana Mthulisi Mathuthu wambuza ukuthi ubona ukuya kukambasada Tremont eZimbabwe kuletha inguquko yini kubudlelwano beZimbabwe leMelika.
Singathi ekuqaleni eqinisweni singeke sazi ukuthi kuzotshintsha yini ubudlelwano phakathi kwamazwe omabili, kodwa esingathi siyakwazi ukungceke okubonakalayo ngathi kwaziwa nje umuntu wonke jikelele ikuthi iMelika uthi yona ize itshintshe eZimbabwe kuya ngokuthi iZimbabwe yena ngokwayo iqhuba kanjani inhlelo zayo. AmaMelika ahlala besitsho kusukela emva kule ngesikhathi kuqala ngathi isentshuri lentsha ngo-2000, 2001, 2002 babehleli betshilo ukuthi bona okuzobenza ukuthi batshintshe indlela abadlelana layo ngeZimbabwe ukuthi iZimbabwe nangokwayo iyekele ukudla ngodlwangu, iyekele ukukhahlameza abantu baseZimbabwe, abantu makhaza. Eziningi nje izinto abazivalisayo ezihambelana nalokho esingathi ngama-human rights. Ngakho kodwa okunye esingakutsho ukuthi ama-ambasada wamameli bamazwe ma bethunyelwa, bathunyelwa belalokhu esithi assignment, belo hlelo abalutsheliweyo kusukela khona le mva ngabo-president babo ukuthi bayokwenzani elizweni abathumelekile. Ngakho ke kulakho nje ukuthi singathi sizabona nje ngokuya kwesikhatshana ukuthi lo umeli omutsha yena umsebenzi wakhe ngowani. Yikho kuzasikhombisa kahle ukuthi sibone ukuthi iZimbabwe neMelika zime ngaphi kwezokudlelwana.
IMelika iphakathi kokulungiselela ukhetho oluza kwenziwa ekupheleni komnyaka. Asithi kunqobe umnumzana Donald Trump, singabona kusiba lenguquko yini kundlela iMelika edlelana ngayo leZimbabwe?
uTrump uthe ephethe intamba ngumongameli weAmerica asizange sabona kahle ukuthi yena iZimbabwe uyifake ngapi ngathi enhlelweni zakhe lasemicabangeni yakhe. Ngakho ke singathi into lana singayibeka eceleni sithi hayi sizabona ukuthi uzokwenzani uTrump ngalesi sikhathi. Kodwa ezikwaziyo ukuthi akazange aphumele egcekeni kahle kahle ukuthi iZimbabwe uyibeke kuphi lokuthi umuntu ophetheyo ngaleso sikhathi wayephethe ngaleso sikhathi bembona kanjani. So umbone ngani umehluko sizawubona ke enzeni kuba ummeli lo esekhona lokuthi lo meli uzoqhubeka kanjani uma uTrump esengenile noma uBiden esesukile. Ngakho ke okaBiden nako singathi sizawubona kahle ukuthi yena ma anganqoba abuyele esihlalweni ukuthi iZimbabwe uyizoyiphatha kanjani lokuthi uzobe yibeke kuphenhlelweni zakhe. Sizokubona ngezenzo zika meli omutsha lo obekiweyo ofike manje. So izinto lezi zizovela ngokuya kwesikhathi. Kodwa singaba kwazi singakutsho kathesi ukuthi iMelika yona ngokwayo inhlelo zayo azizange zaguquka eZimbabwe kusukela ngo-2001-2002. Zihleli nje zifana ukuthi bona bama ngesinqumo sabo sokuthi iZimbabwe, uhulumeni weZimbabwe kumele aguquke indlela aziphatha ngayo, indlela aphatha ngayo abantu makhaza baseZimbabwe. Yikho ke esingathi siyakwazi okwamanje.
Umnumzana Mthulisi Mathuthu uhlaziya izombusazwe njalo uyingcwethi kwezokwethulwa kwembiko. Ubexoxa egcingweni lo Ntungameli Nkomo weStudio 7. Kolunye udaba olufanayo uhulumende weleMelika uthi kababalekeli eleZimbabwe njengalokhu okukhulunywe ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa otshele umkhokheli wakwele Russia umnumzana Vladimir Putin ukuthi ilizwe leli likhusela eleZambia leMalawi lingananzi eleZimbabwe. Abakubandla leZANU-PF bathi eleMelika lenza lokhu okukhulunywe ngumnangagwa. Okuningi sikuzweni ku-Anastasia Ndlovu ekobulawayo.
Obephethe isigodlo seMelika eZimbabwe okwesikhatshana unkosikazi Ellen French uthi ilizwe lakhe kalivumelani lokwethulwe ngumnangagwa esithi okwamanje bazama ngamandla wonke ukunceda abantu abahlaselwe yindlala. Njalo eminyakeni edluleyo basebenzise amabhiliyoni amahlanu amadola eMelika i-US 5 billion eyokuvuselela ezempilakahle lezinye inhlelo kweleZimbabwe. Uthi kunengi eleMelika elikwenzela abantu bakweleZimbabwe.
The United States has been and will continue to be a reliable partner with the people of Zimbabwe. Our more than $5 billion in health, humanitarian and development assistance.
I-USA izaqhubeka isebenza lelizwe leZimbabwe. Sesipe eleZimbabwe imali edlula $5 billion. Asisoze sibalekele eleZimbabwe. Okwamanje siphathisa kwezokudla lempilakahle. Sizaqhubeka njalo sisiza abantu beZimbabwe abayi $16 million.
Umnumzana Effort Ncube olwela ilungelo loluntu njalo ehlaziya ezombusazwe ekunhlanganiso ye-National Consumer Rights Association uthi ukhulumele eceleni umnangagwa ngesikhathi exoxa loPutin kwele Russia ngesikhathi emelele ukungena emhlanganweni wezamabhizimusi owe-St. Petersburg Investment Summit.
Bekungadingakali ukuthi uPresident akhulume amazwi anje ikakhulu ebandla emphakathini. Izinto nxa ngabe lensolo ngamanye amazwe ngokuziphatha kwabantu baholi noma ngabaliphilizwe ngabomakhelwane kumbe phesheya khathana lathi izinto ezikhulunywa ensitha.
Umnumzana Swithen Chirotsa oyebandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change uthi umnangagwa lokhe ezondele iqula lokhetho ele-Southern Africa Development Community elalikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Nevas Mumba weZambia elathi kaluqhutshwanga ngemfanelo ukhetho olukhulu olwenziwa nyakenye eZimbabwe.
Inkulumo eyomuntu othanda ukudlwada abanye ungahlalisani ukuhlela kwani. Isisusa sendaba ukuthi kwaba labantu abeZambia ababekhona kuSADC Election Commission abayibo ababeyikhokhela njalo labo bantu bakhokhela ikomiti eyafaka isinqumo esokuthi ukhetho lika 2023 lwalungekho free and fair.
Obona ngokwethulwa kwemibiko kubandla lezanu PF, umnumzana Farai Marapira uthi bakhala ngezijeziso zenotho ezetheswa umnangagwa labanye bakhe okuthiwa bephula ilungelo likaZulu njalo benza ubukhohlakalo obumangalisayo.
Well, as ZANU PF, America cannot talk of any assistance as long as it has got our leadership under sanction.
Elimelika alethule isijeziso somnotho elizethese umongameli weZimbabwe labanye abanichumi njengelizwe lathi siyafuna ukuzimela hathi ukuphila ngokuphiwa.
Umnangagwa watshela uPutin ukuthi elimelika linika eleZimbabwe lelemalawi uncedo kwezomvikela ukwenzela ukukhawulisa eleZimbabwe elingadlelani lalo kahle. Wathi kungcono uPutin ancede eleZimbabwe ngendlela zonke ngoba elemelika lifuna ukuxega amazwela. Umnumzana Cornelius Mwethwa obona ngezokukhutshwa kwemibiko kweleZambia uthi udaba lwenkulumo kaMnangagwa ekweleRussia sebeqalile ukuyiphatha njalo bazalandela indlela zokubuswa kwamazwe ukuqondisisa inkulumo engabaphathiyo njengelizwe. Ngimele iStudio 7 yikobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Obona ngokwethulwa kwemibiko kuhulumende, labanye abalandeli bebandla leZanu PF sebeveze inzondo enkulu ngokwenziwa ngumnumzana Wignell Chivayo owethule umbiko kuvideo ebhoda emphakathini esithi uyibambe qhaka uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. Umnumzana Nick Mangwana labasekela ibandla leZanu PF abasenkundleni yokuxhumana AX bethu lembiko eveza ukuba uChivayo usedlala kubi, ngakho ke sekumele eyekele ukweyisa uhulumende ngokutshela uZulu ukuba uMnangagwa usesikhwameni sakhe. UChivayo usebonakele kaninginengi ehamba loMnangagwa njalo wake wahanjiswa nguMnangagwa ukuyakhulumisana lomkhokheli wakwele Kenya umnumzana William Ruto. Kasenelisanga ukukhuluma loChivayo ngodaba lolu ngoba ubengaphendula umakhalekhukhwini wakhe. Abanye bathi uChivayo uqhuba amabhizimusi okukhohlakala akuphikayo yena. Umongameli Lazarus Chakwera wakwele Malawi ubika ukuba usedlule emhlabeni umsekeli wakhe umnumzana Saulos Chilima obhubhe engozini yendizamtshina kulelo lizwe izolo. UChakwera utshele abezindaba beReuters ukuba uChilima ubhubhe labanye abayisificamunwemunye engozini le eyenzakale ezintabeni esabelweni seMzuzu. Ocubungula izombusazwe ezimele umnumzana Nhlanhla Moses Ncube ongunhlanganiso yeFreedom Alliance uthi ilizwe leMalawi lilahlekelwe yindoda emadodeni.
Khulu babudube ukubhubha kwakhe ngoba kukhanya bebengamadoda bebambisene loChakwera besebenza ukuthi Malawi ilunge, noma kuyikuthi bebenga boni ngaso linye kuyo yonke into kodwa bebesenelisa ukuthi basebenze bebonke. Cabanga ukuthi ilahlekelwe iMalawi, silahlekelwe lathi siyisadiki nje lomhlaba wonke ngoba abakhokheli abatsha laba abalwengqondo ezibukhali njengaye ngabantu esibadingayo.
Siyabona ukuthi eleZimbabwe ke kambe lingabe lalo lilahlekelwe kangaka yikubhubha kukandodana ngokubona kwakho sebe.
Ngokubona kwami eleZimbabwe kulahlekelwa uZulu weZimbabwe ofisa ukuthi iZimbabwe ingenziwa isebenza abakhokheli njalo lokho besibona kusenzakala kwabe Malawi. Kodwa kulaba abasezikhundleni abehluleka ukuthi basebenzisane labanye abakitha beZimbabwe ngibona ngathi angeke bakuzwe ukulahlekelwa. Kodwa uma abantu abahlahlekelwayo nguZulu, uZulu ozathatha izifundo obethatha izifundo ebantwini abanjengaboChilima bona laba belaboChakwera khona pa.
Yes, yabona ukuthi ubaba lo bethazelela kakhulu uhulumende okhululekileyo ukuthi kambe sokuyakwenzakalani kwele umpelo weMalawi njengoba esechonile nje.
Kuzayilimaza kakhulu iMalawi khonapho kuhulumende yabekhululekile. Njengoba kwenzakale ingozi kunje vele kwesinye isikhathi umthakathi uyakhonjelwa la ngeminwe. Kuyikulahlekelwa kakhulu kuMalawi, kungaba kulezo zomnotho lakhona lapho okombuso okhululekileyo. Ngoba yikho abe kulwela undoda yena lo. So kuyikulahlekelwa okukhulu kakhulu. Lakithi kusadigrishi.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Nhlanhla Moses Ncube unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso ye Freedom Alliance ubeqoqa lo Gibbs Dube Studio 7 ese Johannesburg kwele South Africa. Kwezemelika oncintisa kukhetho lokudinga umongameli welizwe umnumzana Donald Trump usephendukile ekukhankaseni kulandela ukutholakala elecala lokuqamba amanga kumabhizimusi akhe. Emhlanganweni yamarali enyakatho yakwelemelika uTrump uqakathekise udaba lezokungena lokuphuma elizweni lokwethula izijeziso zenotho kumazwe ikakhulu eleChina engayekela ukuvimba izizalwane zawo ukuza kwelemelika. Intatheli zindaba ye-VOA uScott Stands uqoqe lolu daba olulandiswa yimi uChris Gande. UDonald Trump uphenduke emkhankasweni ngeviki edluleyo esigabeni se-Arizona esithi umongameli Joe Biden usehlulwe ukulungisa udaba lomngcele weMexico.
It's all unsustainable. But the Biden invasion is no accident. It's a deliberate demolition of our sovereignty and of our borders.
Konke akucacanga. Ukwehluleka kukaBiden kwenzakala ngabomu. Yikudiliza imingcele yethu lobuzwe bethu. Kahle kahle kukhona okuzamele chasise ukuthi kungani befuna kwenzakale kanje. Ngibona njengathi yikudinga amavoti nje kuphela.
Akula bufakazi bokuthi abokuza bavota ngobuningi kukhetho lwelemelika. UTrump wabuzwa ukuthi uzamisa njani ukungena elizweni ngokungekho emthethweni kwabokuza. Wathi uzathatha amanyathelo ohulumende abakhuthaza lokhu.
If China or some other country is behaving badly, we have things called tariffs that are so severe.
Nga ele China liziphatha kabi, silalokho okuthiwa ngama tariff okusebenza kakubi.
Uhulumende kaBiden kuyona le inyanga uvimbe izicelo zokuphephela emngceleni weMexico lapho okubotshwa khona abantu abazinkulungwane ezimbili lamakhulu angamachumi amahlanu 2500 ngelanga bezama ukungena elizweni ngokungekho emthethweni. UBiden uthi imigomo yomngcele akumelanga ize lamazwi aphehla inzondo njengalawo asetshenziswa nguTrump.
While we fight for comprehensive immigration reform, he calls immigrants rapists and murderers. He says they are not people. They are not people. He says immigrants are.
Ngesikhathi sidinga imithetho ebalulekileyo yemingcele, yena uthi abokuza bayizidlova ezingababulali. Uthi kasibo bantu, uthi njalo abokuza bangcolisa igazi labantu bethu.
UBiden uthi amazwi alukhuni kaTrump awuhambelani lensika yobuntu belemelika.
You represent how we are as a nation of immigrants, nation of dreamers.
Li sibonelo sesizwe sethu esakhiwa ngabokuza. Ilizwe labalephupho lokuphumelela. Ilizwe lenkululeko yilo elemelika esilidingayo.
Imihlangano yamarali yeviki edluleyo ngeyakuqala kulandela ukutholakala kukaTrump elecala lokuqamba amanga kumabhizimusi akhe ngokufumbathisa akwenza phambilini kokhetho lomnyaka ka-2016. Utshele umhlangano esigabeni seNevada ukuthi ukuthoniswa kwakhe ikusetshenziswa kwezemithetho nguBiden owehluleka ukulungisa udaba lwemingcele.
This is the worst border in the history of the world. There's never been. No third world country has a border like that. And no third world, I'll tell you why.
Umncele wethu yiwo omubi kakhulu kumbali yomhlaba. Akula ngitsho lelizwe elisathuthukayo elilomncele onje. Akula njalo ilizwe elimpofu elisebenzisa umthetho ukuhlukuluza oncintisa kokhetho njengelizwe lethu.
Ucwaningo lwenhlanganiso ye-Associated Press ngombimbitho luveze ukuba kulokuguquka kwemibono ngodaba lwabokuza kulabafika phose isilinganiso sokukodwa phakathi kokuthathu 1/3 abathi abokuza badala amacala. Lokhu ikukhuphuka kwesilinganiso sokulithumi lasithoba munomunye ekhulwini 19% kulomnyaka ka-2017. Lolu daba lulotshwe intatheli zindaba ye-VOA uScott Stearns, lwalwethulelwa yimi uChris Gande we-VOA Studio 7. Inhlanganiso ye-The Center for Sexual Health, HIV and AIDS Research ithi baningi abasakhulayo asebephila ngokuthengisa imizimba ngenxa yesimo esibi somnotho esibangela ukuthi bengatholi imisebenzi engabaphilisa. Iningi liyakucothoza lokhu, ikakhulu abezokholo lwesiKristu abathi lokhu kuphambana lemilayo yeBhayibheli. UTobias Mudzingwa usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHarare.
Abatsha abathengisa imizimba bathi bayafisa labo ukuthi bethole imisebenzi engcono, kodwa umumo womnotho mubi okokuthi akula okunye abangakwenza ukuze beziphilise. Abanye abenza lokhu bathi bathola amakhulu amadola eMelika angafika kwamathathu US$300 ngenyanga. Abanye bathi abakuthakazeleli abakwenzayo besithi isomiso esiselizweni yiso esibenza bacabanga ukungena kubhizimusi lokuthengisa ucansi. Omunye walabo abenza lokhu ngocele ukuba simbethe ngegama elithi Ntombi Mlambo.
Angikuthande ngikwenzayo, kodwa kangile enye indlela yokuthi nzuze ukudla kwami lokomntanami. Ngathiwa yindoda ngo-2020 izinto zangomela, ngaswela lokuyimali okokuthi ngiqale kuyibhizinisi. Yikho kwenza ukuthi ngifike lapha engikhona.
Omunye njalo osakhulayo othengisa umzimba ocele ukuba sithi nguThabiso Nyoni uthi kawulula lumsebenzi.
Abantu babona ingathi yikuzenzisa kumbe yibuvila ukuthengisa ucansi. Akula muntu ongafuna ukwelatshwa imikhuhlane elokwenza ngocansi sikhathi ngesikhathi. Mina ngake ngazama okokuthengisa impahla lokunye kodwa kwayala.
Baningi abasola okwenziwa nguNtombi loThabiso labanye babo. Unkosikazi Virginia Magigwana ohlala eMpophoma kobulawayo uthi abenza lokhu ngabantu abangamavila.
Ubuvila osobuyenza abantu benze khonokho, babona ngani kulula nje, uyazitholela imali nje kalula. Kukanti umuntu uyakwanisa ukuthi usebenzele, siyakathi imisebenzi ayikho, kodwa uyakwanisa uhamba uyesebenza ezindlini, uyakwanisa ukuwoda uyethengisa. Xa ungala mali yokuwoda uyakwanisa ukuboleka imali, amboni ukuthi ukuthengisa umzimba yinto enhle.
Lokhu kusekelwa ngumfundisi uSeni Sibanda osebenza kunhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Christian Alliance othi abasakhulayo laba bephula le mithetho kaNkulunkulu.
Maningi abantu abaphakathi kwenkinga kwezomnotho elizweni lethu leZimbabwe, kodwa bayadinga indlela ezingasoze zidilize imizi yabanye abantu njalo begcine bona besiba lemikhuhlane. Kutsho ukuthi ukuthengisa umzimba ngibona kuyinto okungamelanga yenziwe ngabantu. Akulunganga lokho, njalo akumelanga ukuthi kukhuthazwe. Kumele umuntu ayedinga umsebenzi, adinge ezinye indlela zokuzisebenza ngezandla zakhe ezingamnika imali.
Umphathi ntambo wohlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngezabatsha uMnumzana Thino Machakaire uthi abasakhulayo abafisa ukuvula amabhizimusi kumele bekhulumisane labasebenza ehofisini yakhe ukuze bephile ngcono kulokuthi bethengise ucansi. Ocumungula indaba zabasakhulayo laye ongosakhulayo njalo engumqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Gateway to Elation uRobert Malunda uthi uma kuhlolisiswa indaba yokuthengisa imizimba kumele abantu bengachothozi kuphela.
Ulisikati soke uti mundu ya oesifaza niya bivono uti. Hakuse lanto ena mpilisa. Hakuye umundu kuna isivona unu uti. Azitengise na atengise lokwa lako. Ulisikati pizmusi elo utenga utengisa. Azisolo mundu onge. Une wako na mchambes ngabala lukupele ilo asivili.
Uhulumende uti kule mali epangale Empower Bank. Eyo uvula ama pizmusi. Okumele isetshenziswe ngabatsha. Ngoto abasa kula yabati, lima liga itolagali lula, ikakulu nga unga isuye, webanza elivusayo. Nimele Studio 7 ngise Harare, nimuto Payas Mutsingwa.
Unga manje, sengilichia izandleni zenu lina balaleli betu, kumbiko ilistumeleo na nge WhatsApp.
Uma jubizu kala hama sanchini na masanchini katika veliti masanchini ni baya lazo kutilichoni omlenga kwa soba ntu abanga kuluma hama sanchini hama sanchini akichi kwa tu mnoto stilu loku fatalado siya paza akichi hama sanchini asefakele ena hama sanchini akichi lizo zeo hama sanchini dhivyo pasanchini ena mkubulela kwa kavani pasanchini ena mnanga kwa matupa mnenje la vulela ngakona bandi na nyenje la pete ngakono mkono milo onga chinchiyo osaru chono siya paza hama sanchini akichi wikilishwe asefakele kwa nabatiweza nupifla baba kangayo la kubulela kani Dango kusela lobo ababenza
Studio 7 Studio 7 ninja masifaka ama audio lapha sifaka ngenhliziyo ezibuhlungu besicela nje ukungavinjwa ngelinye ilanga masithumele umuntu imessage ihamba injalo ngoba simesaka okukhona nje ukuthi lapha mnangagwa sicela ekele kusidelela ngithi ngoba esembusweni ephethe izibhamu zonke sasamandebela ngekamenze lutho kodwa one day indizi izamlahla phansi ngoba ebhekile nje abangani bakhe bebebhisiwa lamala ayekele kusidelela sitshele ukuthi umfuko umzelikazi wayeda Cela nje ngelinye ilanga mangakwenzeka iye kuye ngqo siyabonga
Salibonani Studio 7 siyabonga ukukhuluma lani mothando lungaphi siyabonga elisitshela khona suku zonke silalele inews sizilalele sizwa konke ezomhlaba hayi thina siyathabuka seZimbabwe kuphela kodwa usihluphayo indlala nabantu abethu abasebenzi sebezinto abantu abethu ngokufela emgodi siyacela bakithi uthando lungaka elisipha sona suku zonke sisitshela ngamazwi asiduduzayo alo thando kangaka shuwa siyathaba mina yimi iUnice Moyo engilothando olungaka ukuthi ngikhulumele Studio 7 namhlanje ngibingelela wonke umuntu wendaba ezinhle ezisitshela ngazo
salibonani bahlabathi nabalaleli bakaradio nangesimanga ukuthi ngesikhathi se-corona igovernment yasezimbabwe ingani yenza nakekela kakhulu abantu bavikela bengabulawa yicorona ngoba besazi bona bakugovernment ukuthi icorona labo iyabathinta nansi manje ikorona imuntu yecorona akayifone ngijobani wafaka and akayisimbona obulawa la yiyo nansi mlala ebulala abantu abadlula 8 million ingane ezinye azisahambi esikolo uthule tu akula le mzamo lokuthi sike sizwe enyuzini zokukhulunywa ngayo indlala ngenjengendlela okwakhulunywa ngayo icorona hhayi asakuza lokho ngoba bona bakusesifa bona balokudla kale mali abazintshontshayo abangani babo izihlobo zabo amafamily zabo vele baziyela nje buhlephi nasiyasokola indlala sesiqalile miningi imizwa yela abantwana abangasayi lesikolo osokulalwa kungadliwayo kuthulwe tu ngathi lizwe nje lirana fayini lirana kuhle ukhulumile wadeclare wathi i-national okufanele ukuthi sizwe nge-news ezikhuluma ngokuthi siphuma kanjani kulolu kube lwendlala everyday
Lawo ke abengamazwi enu lina balaleli bethu elisithumele wona kunombolo zethu ezithi +1 202 465 0318 Lwelandela khona manje uhlelo lwe live talk lamhlanje ke siqoqa ngodaba lwenguqu ele inguqu yenkezo ye World Cup qualifiers yona enziwa phakathi kweqembu leZimbabwe elama Warriors elingcikilana lebafana bafana ele South Africa sikhuluma nje umdlalo lo i South Africa isinqobe iZimbabwe nge 3-1 Isikhathi ke asavumi kuba siqhubeke sisonke kodwa singakehlukani ke sikhangele ezinye zenhloko zendaba ebezikhokhela. So kunomumeli weMelika eZimbabwe omutsha ngesikhathi amazwe la edlelana nzima. Uhulumende wakwele Malawi uthi usedlulile kulumhlaba umsekeli kamongameli obhubhe engozini yendizamtshina izolo. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwanamhlanje. Igama lami nguChris Gande. Lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inau murimi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.